It's no secret the media landscape in Canada looks pretty dire to both journalists and consumers. Funding challenges, declining audience engagement, and a lack of trust are impacting local and national news outlets. Because of this, journalists are looking for new approaches to reporting. One of these avenues, Engage Journalism, aims to help rebuild trust with audiences and communities. Welcome to Re-Engaging, where we explore a new way of doing journalism. This four-part series will explore engaged journalism through a Canadian lens, what it can look like, and its successes and challenges. Each episode features conversations with academics and media makers from across the journalistic landscape, who gathered at Concordia University last June to discuss various ethical considerations and practical applications for newsrooms and universities. I'm your host, Gabriela Perdomo, and in this episode, we're exploring how journalists can build trust with communities. Choices, consent, and consequences. Around the world, journalists are grappling with falling levels of trust in news, and reporters are looking for new ways to re-engage and rebuild relationships with the communities they serve. Journalist Jessica Botello-Urbanski helps guide a thoughtful conversation between three journalists experimenting with community-centered forms of media: Lela Savage, Matthew DiMera, and Max Resnick. They discuss ways to build and maintain mutually beneficial relationships with communities.
I'm Jessica Botello-Urbanski. I'm a master's student at Concordia University in digital innovation and journalism, and we are at an engaged journalism conference today at Concordia, where we've been talking in small groups about different topics related to this, and I'm about to talk to three folks about building trust in community-centered journalism, and we were just talking about ways to do that in our small groups, and I'll just ask you to introduce yourselves first off, so we'll start with Lela.
Hi, I'm Lela Savage. I'm the founder and editor-in-chief and executive director of La Converse.
I'm Matthew DiMera. I'm the founder of The Resolve, and we're a publication focused on Black, Indigenous, and racialized communities.
My name is Max Resnick. I'm the Director of Network Services for the Documenters Network at City Bureau.
Great. So three folks from three very different backgrounds and regions as well, so I'm excited to hear your different perspectives on this. Lela, can you talk about a little bit of the summary of what we just talked about? In small groups, we discussed different ways and solutions of building trust in communities?
So there's different ways to build trust with communities. I think that one that we mentioned was to be really transparent about your process and why you're doing the stories, know what your motivation is for doing the story, share a little bit more, like, you know, think about informed consent. So tell people, you know, that they're allowed to stop the interview, they're allowed to not answer a question if they don't want to, but also think about what are you giving to the people. And by that, I mean, like, journalism should be a service. So if you're being paid to write a story and people are not being paid, it's not an egalitarian relationship, right? And so if you want to be more equitable, is think about what is your story going to do for these people, but also in a more concrete way, what are you giving them back? Whether it is a story that amplifies their voice, whether it is a story that becomes a service itself, or so whether it is as simple as, like, when you go out with somebody, most basic thing you could do for me is just pay for the coffee tab, right? When you have a coffee in a public space. I gave that example, depending on the community you're going with and their rituals and their own culture, you know, being sensitive to that. So, like, for example, in my community, you don't show up empty-handed when you meet somebody and you eat and break bread and have coffee and talk, and then you take out the mic. Well, respecting that ritual and those hospitality kind of basic rules of hospitality, I guess, are important in building trust. It's a very simple thing, but I think that on the bigger picture is being aware of why you're going there and being transparent about that, but also questioning yourself about that.
Yeah, you have those four questions in your journal or in your news outlet that you ask journalists to ask themselves before they go out and report on something, right? Can you talk about those four questions?
Essentially, the questions are like, why are you doing the story? Who is it serving? Are you serving the community? And why are your limitations? If you can't answer those four questions, you're not doing the story. That's really forcing people to think through, like, who's benefiting from your story? What's your motivation behind? How are you going to actually serve the community with these kinds of stories? So it's like really to think through journalism, because journalism has consequences for people. And if you're going to write something that will negatively impact people, and I'm talking about marginalized communities in this case, not empowered people that are in need for questioning and accountability, you need to make sure that you will not do harm.
Can you talk a little bit about how your outlet builds trust with communities, and do you have like a set of guidelines that you follow as well when you're doing this work?
Yeah, I think it's just about being more thoughtful. Our principle is really, how can we not be extractive? And I think journalism has a tendency to be overly extractive. So I think depending on the project and depending on what the ask is, part of what we do is ask, like, what value can we bring, or what value can we add? And in some cases, it might be the story is going to bring attention to something important. But in other senses, sometimes we have to figure out like different calculations of what that might look like. Layla was talking about informed consent, and it's something I'm really like thinking about a lot, because I don't think that as a whole we actually practice informed consent. And an example I use is, in a previous job, one of my roles was to evaluate unpublishing requests. So people who wanted to send in things, I don't like this photo, or you wrote this story about me 10 years, please take it down. And, you know, as standard practice journalism, we don't unpublish things. And so I still believe that. I still think that's an important principle to keep. But to me, it's sort of a preventative solution, which is if this is something that someone might want to take down, have we informed them enough ahead of time? And so, you know, especially when dealing with marginalized communities, I think it's important to treat people, and not to treat them as children, but to treat them as if they were your child, and how you would want your child to be treated by a reporter. So this is a practice we started with youth, but it's a practice we sort of extended beyond youth, which is really just sort of like really explaining where this story will be published, who might see it, the fact that once it's up, we're not going to take it down. All of these sort of pieces, I think, are really important. Now, we don't do this with everything, but I think the more consequential a story is, the more personal a story is, these things really matter. And I think these are challenging things to do, because you're essentially encouraging the person not to tell you their story. But it really means you have to build that trust. And so, I don't think there's a need to stop practicing like traditional journalism practices. I think that informed emphasis on the informed part of consent really matters, because if they know everything and they still share, there's no surprises. So I think what really comes down, where we lose that trust, is when they're surprised by something down the road because they didn't quite understand the process. So like they didn't realize you took their photo and they somehow didn't realize that it was going to be on the internet. Mm-hmm. Those kind of things. So I think, you know, these things take time, and it does make story gathering longer and more involved. But at the end of the day, you end up with people who have trust. They may not even like the story you wrote, but they feel like you were fair, they feel like you were honest with them, you didn't like surprise them with anything. That's the kind of trust that we do. So it doesn't just mean building only positive stories or only like doing kind of press release things that fit the message that they wanted to pass, but I think that really does change the dynamic of it.
How is City Bureau working on building trust in, you're working in several different communities now, right? How many is it?
Yeah, we have documenter sites in 17 different cities. I also want to shout out a guide called Why Should I Tell You? A Guide to Less Extractive Journalism that has a great series of recommendations for how to approach doing this kind of work. We approach building trust through documenters' work by focusing on training people and paying them to do the building block work of journalism. Most people never meet a journalist unless it's the worst day of their life. So we're trying to share more of those opportunities to have healthy, constructive learning relationships with local reporters. So in each of our documenter sites, local journalists will train residents, offer them feedback, guidance on their reporting as they go and do the building blocks work of reporting on local public meetings. And it's cool because if your friend, your neighbor, your family member is the one who's doing the reporting, it's an opportunity to say, oh, I can see how that works, or what was that like when you were writing this down?
Yeah, and you already have that trust with your community members if you know it's your brother writing this or your mom, right?
Right.
Yeah. Inherent trust.
And we also don't pretend like we're reporting from this view from nowhere, right? We want to make sure that if somebody who lives in a neighborhood is confused by something that's coming up in one of these meetings or wants to follow up on it, we make space in every article to say, or every set of documenters notes to say, these are my follow-up questions. This is something that was confusing. This is something that felt like it needed a little bit more follow through. And then the reporting staff, as they follow up on those story leads, will say, this started with documenters notes. Here's how we followed up on it, and practice objectivity, not in the, you know, no perspective on things, but showing how the work gets done.
Can you all just say like one thing you're going to take away from today or that you've learned today, something that sticks out for you so far?
I can go. I'm from the States, and I am so excited to see this thriving, curious, creative community of people who are wrestling with the future of local journalism. I'm inspired.
Yeah, I don't know that we got any like clear solutions, but I think the fact that people are thinking about it so like deeply and thoughtfully, I think that gives me a lot of optimism about what comes next.
Well, I think the fact that we're here in Montreal and we're having a conversation about this speaks volumes to the need for it. So the fact that, you know, it's happening is already, to me, showing me that people care about this kind of journalism, which is not something I felt before. So these are conversations I was having with many folks in the States, like Max and others, and Matthew and I have gone to these conferences where we have these conversations, but they're definitely not happening in Canada, and they're happening today. So happy to see that the wave is taking place here.
Awesome. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
That was Jessica Botello-Urbanski, a journalist and Concordia University graduate, Leila Savage, founder and editor-in-chief of La Converse, Matthew DiMera, founder of The Resolve, and Max Resnick, director of network services for the Documentaries Network at City Bureau. I'm Gabriela Perdomo, editor-in-chief of JSource. Thanks for listening to Reengaging. This series is a collaboration between JSource and the Community Podcast Initiative at Mount Royal University. Special thanks to the Engage Journalism Conference organizers, Magda Konieczna and Gabrielle Bassard-Lecourt, and to the CPI's co-director Meg Wilcox and journalism students Emma Miller and Kelsey Arnett at Mount Royal University for their work on this series. You can learn more about JSource at j-source.ca, and you can find the Community Podcast Initiative at thepodcaststudio.ca or on social media at CommunityPodYYC.